6. Guardian Angels After Death. Having told you something of the ministry of seraphim during natural life, I will endeavor to inform you about the conduct of the guardians of destiny at the time of the mortal dissolution of their human associates. Upon your death, your records, identity specifications, and the Marantia entity of the human soul, conjointly evolved by the ministry of mortal mind and the divine adjuster, are faithfully conserved by the destiny guardian together with all other values related to your future existence, everything that constitutes you, the real you, except the identity of continuing existence represented by the departing adjuster and the actuality of personality. The instant the pilot light in the human mind disappears, the spirit luminosity which seraphim associate with the presence of the adjuster, the attending angel reports in person to the commanding angels, successively of the group, company, battalion, unit, legion, and host, and after being duly registered for the final adventure of time and space, such an angel receives certification by the planetary chief of seraphim for reporting to the evening star, or other lieutenant of Gabriel, in command of the seraphic army of this candidate for universe ascension. And upon being granted permission from the commander of this highest organizational unit, such a guardian of destiny proceeds to the first mansion world, and there awaits the consciousizing of her former ward in the flesh. In case the human soul fails of survival after having received the assignment of a personal angel, the attending seraphim must proceed to the headquarters of the local universe, there to witness to the complete records of her complement as previously reported. Next, she goes before the tribunals of the archangels to be absolved from blame in the matter of the survival failure of her subject, and then she goes back to the worlds, again to be assigned to another mortal of ascending potentiality, or to some other division of seraphic ministry. But angels minister to evolutionary creatures in many ways aside from the services of personal and group guardianship. Personal guardians, whose subjects do not go immediately to the mansion worlds, do not tarry there in idleness awaiting the dispensational roll calls of judgment. They are reassigned to numerous ministering missions throughout the universe. The guardian seraphim is the custodial trustee of the survival values of mortal man's slumbering soul, as the absent adjuster is the identity of such an immortal universe being. When these two collaborate in the resurrection halls of Mansonia, in conjunction with the newly fabricated Marantia form, there occurs the reassembly of the constituent factors of the personality of the mortal ascender. The adjuster will identify you, the guardian seraphim will repersonalize you, and then represent you to the faithful monitor of your earth days. And even so, when a planetary age ends, when those in the lower circles of mortal achievement are foregathered, it is their group guardians who reassemble them in the resurrection halls of the mansion spheres, even as your record tells. And he shall send his angels with a great voice, and shall gather together his elect from one end of the realm to another. The technique of justice demands that personal or group guardians shall respond to the dispensational roll call in behalf of all non-surviving personalities. The adjusters of such non-survivors do not return, and when the rolls are called, the seraphim respond, but the adjusters make no answer. This constitutes the resurrection of the unjust, in reality the formal recognition of the cessation of creature existence. This roll call of justice always immediately follows the roll call of mercy, the resurrection of the sleeping survivors. But these are matters which are of concern to none but the supreme and all-knowing judges of survival values. Such problems of adjudication do not really concern us. Group guardians may serve on a planet age after age and eventually become custodians of the slumbering souls of thousands upon thousands of sleeping survivors. They can so serve on many different worlds in a given system, since the resurrection response occurs on the mansion worlds. All personal and group guardians in the system of Satania who went astray in the Lucifer Rebellion, notwithstanding that many sincerely repented of their folly, are to be detained on Jerusalem until the final adjudication of the rebellion. Already have the universal censors arbitrarily taken from these disobedient and unfaithful guardians all aspects of their soul trusts and lodged these Marantia realities for safekeeping in the custody of volunteer seconophim,